We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Horowitz and Moriello are back at CBS Sports Radio New York City. John Fass will be here again with another update in just about 27 minutes. Conversation tonight has been about the NFL Combine. How many people have watched any of it? I did. This morning, I just grabbed some breakfast, watched tight ends, block and catch, and run. I watched it. Getting set for the national show. Had a charity basketball game to honor a Grand Rapids, Michigan police officer killed in the line of duty. They do charity games every year. I play in them against the Kent County Sheriff's deputies. I keep playing because I'm 57, and I'm like, I'm going to do this until I feel I can't do it anymore. I still can contribute. So I'm 57, still can play hoops. It's pretty competitive. And I'm afraid of becoming the old guy that can't do it anymore. And that day's coming. And I'm at 57. Still got it done. I think I scored, 5 points. I had to leave early to come to the national show. But a wonderful event. And thank you to all law enforcement across North America, all the great men and women who serve and protect our cities, our streets, our counties, and our states, and our countries each and every day. I don't want to be that old man. Horowitz, how old are you?
27.
Yeah, see, so I'm really competitive. I still can play basketball at a pretty good level for my age. And I play 3-4 times a week at lunch. And I'm afraid of every time I go play in one of these charity games or I join a league, I'm wondering, am I going to be the guy who's too old to compete? And I just can't do it. And I'm 2.5 years removed from becoming 60 years of age. Wow. Man, I may just do a whole hour being depressed. I might just... I'll do all three segments about not wanting to become the old guy because there's no way I'm going to become one of the walkers. And nothing against anybody who walks. I'm not going to be that guy. No matter how sore I am right now after playing basketball 5 times in the last 6 days. So let's say I put in 10 hours of physical basketball, 5 of the last 6 days, and I still can do it. I don't want to, as I look at the body calendar, the body clock, I don't want to be the old guy who can't play sports because we've all been around that guy, especially, I've played pickup basketball since your age, Horowitz, and there was the old guy where you're like, okay, how do we just... We don't pass in the ball.
See, it's funny because I see the opposite. Whenever I play pickup hoops, there's always that old guy, and that's the guy who I'm most fearful of.
Exactly, that's my point.
He's hitting bank shots left and right, wearing double knee pads. He's got wristbands up the wazoo, and he's banking all over the glass, draining shots.
No, but that's the guy where you're like, you almost feel empathy for them. You don't go as hard against them.
Oh yeah, fair.
And like I say, I've been on both sides because I really started playing a lot of basketball after I was done in college, and I just lunchtime get a workout in. I still like the competition; it kind of motivates me to stay active physically. And I played in rec leagues, good high level rec leagues. And when my daughter, 13-year-old, was born, I kind of gave up the rec leagues. I started to slide into golf, and my first impressions of golf, and I'm like 42. I'm like, wait a minute, old guys play golf. If you don't grow up with it, old guys play it. What am I going to do next? Start jogging? Right? I'm going through these mind games going, golf's for old guys. Well, then when I start getting into golf and you break 100, then you want to break 90. Then when you break 80, your next goal is, okay, I want to get to par. And that's the journey I'm on right now. I can I can shoot a 77 or 75. Now I want to get to par. It's an amazing game, and I love it. And the one thing I'm doing this year, I'm going to take three golf balls, three clubs, and I've talked to a couple courses. I'm going to be the first tee time by myself, and I'm going to run the 18 holes at least twice a week as a workout, but hitting the golf ball. Now, that's pretty cool, isn't it?
I like that.
Yeah, because it will motivate me, because I can't jog. I would rather just jog off the bridge. Just right off, jog right off the bridge than jog. I can't jog. I tried to run a 5K, and I could do it, but I was like, okay, I am going to go. I'm going to my dentist and getting a root canal with no medication. I can't run. And people go, well, listen to music. Okay, yeah, sure. I'm going to jog in the neighborhood while it's trash day, while the trash truck is rolling down the street, and I'm going to get pancaked because you know what? I got the best of Metallica on right now, and I'm jogging. I just can't jog. I've tried it. I have no desire to jog. And maybe I'm fighting it because I get bored. So I like basketball. You know, I gave up softball because when my daughter was born, you just had the kids start, you know, cranking out kids. You have to give up some things. So golf was easy to play early in the morning when the kids go to school before I have to do my afternoon show statewide in Michigan. And I love basketball. I mean, I think my best game ever in a pickup league was 53 points and had 16 threes, and I was probably 45 years of age. But the team we were playing smelled like booze and cigarettes. So I was cherry-picking, telling the guys, hey, these guys stink. I give up the rock against the better teams. Keep feeding me. I think I was 16 of 45 from three-point range. 16 of 45. Think about 45 jacks from three-point range. I was world B huge. That's what I was.
You were James Harden, basically.
Yeah, well, he's averaging. Yeah, he got 53, but he shot 97 times.
Right. Kobe in his final game.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, when I got past 50, when I had 16 threes, and the guys from the steel plant who we beat, who probably were drinking Jack Daniels at timeouts. Okay, I don't care. 53 to me is 53 when I'm in my 40s. And I never played college ball. Didn't even play high school basketball. I was a baseball guy. And to hit 16 threes, and then somebody said to me, like, were you rubbing it in? I'm like, yeah, we were. We won the game like 103-43. Were we rubbing it in? Yeah, I pay for this league. This isn't Little League. There's no participation trophies. I'm launching the three. Okay? I'm launching the three. I pay for this. I pay for this. Give me the rock. The greatest story I'll tell you about basketball, and this is something that I regret, and I'll share it with the audience, because someone asked me the other day, they said, hey, Bill, are you going to play in the State of Michigan Special Olympics a celebrity game? And I said, are they still doing it? And I said, I thought they stopped doing it. And they're like, well, they might revisit it. And I'm thinking, I think I have the reason why they stopped doing it. That 2 years ago, I was invited to play in a bunch of media types from West Michigan. It's at a Calvin College, beautiful arena, D3, well-known basketball power in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And the teams were a combination of the Special Olympians and the media. So there is five Special Olympians who play basketball and five media members on each of these teams. It's a friendly game. They have high school officials. Big crowd, I'm going to say. There's 2,000 people, all the Special Olympians for the State of Michigan Special Olympics basketball games are all in attendance. All the TV stations are there. It's unbelievable. Well, I notice an arch nemesis from the media basketball games, one of these weather guys that drove me crazy, whether it was the media golf outings, media basketball, media softball, this guy was my arch nemesis. Well, the game starts, and you're playing with the Special Olympians, so there can only be two media guys and three Special Olympians, I start jacking 29-foot three-pointers and holding my finger up, right? Hold on. You're going to love this. Hold on. This is one of the great moments that, because not a Special Olympian was guarding me, okay? No, that wasn't happening. But the media type was there guarding me, and I'm jacking it, and I'm in a zone, and I'm holding up my finger at the dude, not the middle one, the number one, and all of a sudden it gets halftime, and I think I have 16 points. I'm the high scorer right now on the team, right? One of the officials leans over to me, and he goes, "Hey, Hooch, do you think you're shooting a little bit too much in this game?" And it hit me. Hold on. I look at this sea in the crowd of these wonderful children and adults, the Special Olympians, and I realize that I am Billy Ballhog in the state of Michigan Special Olympics charity basketball game. Jeez.
Were you slapping the floor on defense too?
No, hold on. I say to myself, where this is what's going on inside my head. I'm like, I want to run away right now. I want to run away. So I say to myself, I'm not shooting at all. Again, nothing. And I notice nobody's talking to me from our team. Even the Special Olympians have turned their back on me. And I'm like going, oh gosh, you know, is this going to be like a headline tomorrow in the paper? I mean, you know, Bill Ballhog's on a night for the Special Olympians.
The picture of you holding your finger up in the air on the front page of the paper.
People are like, I didn't know Hughes was a Special Olympian. And so it gets to the end of the game. And it comes down to an out-of-bounds play. We get the ball, and the three Special Olympians tell me, they go, shoot, you shoot. And I'm like, no, I'm not shooting the game potential winning shot. You're shooting. So now I realize that I'm arguing with the three Special Olympians in front of like 2,000 people. And I'm like, I'm not shooting. And so the ref goes, hey, out of the timeout. So I go, I'm going to take the ball out of bounds. So I throw it in to a Special Olympian at the free throw line. He throws it back to me. I just chuck it in the air like a hot potato towards nowhere near the basket. I don't want it. I throw it up in the air, and I'm just walking off the court. The ball bounces, and the Special Olympian comes over to me and says, why didn't you shoot it? And I'm like, I didn't want to shoot it. I'm not going to do that. Because then I'm thinking off my first half of World Be Huge, all I wanted was to be carried off by the Special Olympians because I hit the game-winning shot in the media celebrity game.
Hold on.
They haven't done that celebrity game for 2 years in a row. And I really want to have a sit-down with somebody and ask them privately and go, did you end that media celebrity Special Olympics basketball game because of me? And I haven't been invited back, okay? You know, I'm thinking, and I'm going to look into this tomorrow because I still have the guilt. I'm wondering if I've been disowned by the Special Olympics basketball committee, and I'm going to have to repair that bridge. So I wanted to share the story because I think it's funny in a way. It was eye-opening in another way. And the kids all had a great time. I noticed that at the end of the game, there wasn't a long line for my autograph. Matter of fact, nobody asked me for my autograph. But I will say at the end of the day, I hit three really cool three-pointers on that media guy. So, lesson learned. Give up the rock when you're playing in the charity Special Olympics basketball games. And support your local Special Olympics on a serious note. You want to join in? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Callers online, I promise I'll get to your huge opinions coming up at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We are live across North America, something we do each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions. And also, I want to remind everybody, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all at geico.com. Horowitz and Moriello back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass will have an update here in about 6 minutes. Three huge questions of the night, couple of segments you can join in on. Kyler Murray, I say he'll be the number one pick by the Arizona Cardinals. Hottest thing at the combine in the NFL right now, offseason. You agree or disagree? Where will Antonio Brown play this fall? NFC team. He's not going to go to the AFC. And Joel Embiid said before the Golden State Philly game on Saturday night that Kevin Durant probably is the best player in the NBA. Do you agree with Embiid on Durant? Or is there somebody who is the true king of the NBA for 2018 and 2019? You can join us at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Jay in Washington, D.C., thank you for your patience, and you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Thanks for taking my call, big guy.
How you doing?
Not a whole lot tonight, enjoying the show. The quick thing about, you know, I'm a Pittsburgh fan, so I'm not highly upset if Mr. Antonio Brown wants to leave. You know, he's market value at that, but for the guy to say that Arizona would lose at getting, I think quarterbacks are fit. I think the guy that you said coming out of college, he may fit Arizona, just like Lamar Jackson fitted the Ravens for what they're trying to do in football right now. And that's all I wanted to say. And thanks for pulling the guy up on that, man. You know, but Terry Bradshaw, you know, I don't know why he would even make a comment like that. If the guy make it or not, we'd have did more with him in Pittsburgh than we did with Bradshaw without a defense. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you, Jay in Washington, D.C. Well, Terry's old school. So he's going to go with the prototypical NFL QB. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Let's go to David in Chicago, listening on AM 670, The Score. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, David.
I just wanted to say, If the Giants traded for Rosen, I think that'd be a big mistake. He ain't the strongest on quarterback. Plus, he had to play in those elements. I think they should take Dwayne Haskins. He's proven that he could play in those type of elements. Plus, he has a Ben Roethlisberger type arm. I'm going to hang up and listen to what you think about that.
All right. Thank you, David, in Chicago. I want to give some love to Mitch Rosen, the operations manager at AM 670, The Score. I worked with Mitch when I was down on AM 1000 in Chicago, 1998 to 2000. And one. All right, Horowitz, you're the Giants fan. Touched on this earlier. If Murray goes number one and Rosen would be available to the Giants, would you take Rosen or would you want Haskins with that number six pick by the G-men?
I was just saying to John Fast in the break, and it's funny you bring it up. My concern about Haskins is this. I see him being like a Marcus Mariota type, a Jameis Winston type, which to me is a worst case scenario where you end up in a situation where it's like he's kind of good enough to keep, but we don't know. And 5 years down the line, you're faced with this question, what do we do? You know, I think that Rosen has a much higher ceiling. I don't agree with what David just said to you, that, you know, he doesn't think that he would fit in New York. I'm more worried not about his physical abilities, but his mental state. You know, I kind of see him as a bit of a diva. But the notion that he can't play in New York because of the cold, the wind, whatever it may be, I don't believe in that. I would rather Rosen than Haskins, or I would rather trade back from the sixth spot than reach for a quarterback and end up, you know, being, like I said, you know, the Tennessee Titans, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, something like that.
Well said. Thank you, Horowitz, back in New York City. Here's a question also, as I was thinking about Kyler Murray going number one, and they would need to get rid of Rosen, and who are your potential trade partners? Giants, what the caller brought up about the Patriots, that was interesting. They stockpiled picks. They put Rosen, but, you know, backup at that cost, that money, I don't think you can go in as a backup more than 1 year. You just can't financially and cap-wise. And I don't have all the cap numbers. So I don't know who are, you know, the quarterback, it's the Foles thing. You know, when you look at Nick Foles, a year ago this time, before there was Lamar Jackson and Darnold and Rosen and Baker Mayfield, there were some options, and the quarterback depth was shallow in the NFL. Now ask yourself about Nick Foles, free agent, right? They're not going to franchise tag him. Who? Where? Where does he go to get starter money, unless he's going to take backup money someplace? Where, Jacksonville? You know, could Miami be a player for Foles? I don't know. Well, where is a coach comfortable? Or where is a who can go with a younger guy? Or where is a coach coming in that went quarterback like Wilkes did, whether he's told by the front office and he's out of a job after 1 year? Where are those teams? And that's the whole question. If you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. One final segment together coming up.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Bill Huge Simonson.
Today at 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific, and that would be on Sunday on CBS Sports Network. Get ready for a tough defensive battle as the San Antonio Commanders collide with the Birmingham Iron. It's the Alliance of American Football on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. Horowitz and Moriello are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Final segment together on this Sunday morning or Saturday night, depending on where you're listening. Zach Gelb, he's awesome. He'll be by here in about 20 minutes. Another update from John Fass. You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Tony in Atlanta, Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good evening, Bill. Long time no speak, an honor and a pleasure as always, sir.
Good to hear your voice, Tony.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you something. My cheekbones and my jaw muscles, they are still aching after that story that you told about the Special Olympics basketball game.
Yeah, that could be a movie. Horowitz is saying we should do a script, at least for a sitcom or an HBO real-life story.
I was telling Horowitz, it sounds like a Seinfeld episode to me.
It did. That's what, when I look back on it, Seinfeld, half-hour sitcom, it really happened. It unfolded like that, and I laugh at it. I'm a big supporter of Special Olympics, but it wasn't anything about the kids. It was my competitive nature with the other media types.
Oh, I totally understand the story. The one thing I want to tell you about getting old, I'm about maybe 5-6 years older than you. I'm 63, pushing 64. And I tell you what, the mind is always willing, but the body's not. So just get prepared for that. Now, relative to Antonio Brown, I believe that he does belong in the NFC because I don't think the Steelers are going to let him into any other AFC team. And I want your opinion. Do the Bears need, since you're up there in Grand Rapids, and I'm down here in Atlanta now for 35 years, do the Bears need a running back, or are they good? Because I also know that here in Atlanta, Devontae Freeman, he's had his concussion issues, and he's been out a lot injured, and we could use a running back here in Atlanta. What say you? I'll hang up and listen. Always love to hear this show.
All right, thank you, Tony. In Atlanta, Georgia, I think the Bears are set offensively, personally. You know, I don't think everybody can use more running backs. NFL seems to be going to the two, if not three. I mean, look at Gurley now, reports that he has arthritis. longevity, NFL running backs. I don't know if there'd be a trade or a deal for it. But Antonio Brown, the Steelers don't need running backs. Antonio Brown to Atlanta, NFC team, it will happen. Whoever I think is willing, if someone's willing to give up a one, they'll get him. I think maybe Steelers will end up getting a two, a second-round pick for AB. Let's go to Matt out in Oregon. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Huge. Good show. I totally agree with you. I think that Kyler Murray gives Arizona some juice. They're such a nothing franchise. It makes them something to talk about. I just wonder, what is the value of Josh Rosen? I mean, can they get a late first-rounder?
I don't know. That would be maybe a second-rounder for Rosen maybe. Because they're going to eat it. The salary cap hit, I don't know how his – I'm not a capologist, but for Rosen and how his deal was structured, you know, the upfront guaranteed money, what the hit would be for the Cardinals, and what it might be, it could be a scenario, too, that they sit on Rosen and they have Rosen and Murray in kind of a hybrid thing, but with the teams and the depth of the QB pool right now, I think Rosen would have to be dealt and they get something in return. Second rounder, maybe third. I don't know.
My other things I just want to ask you, one is, does somebody come up and make one of those, you know, Herschel Walker type trades for that number one spot? And my other question is, what are your three clubs you're taking on that 18 hole?
Okay, thank you. That's very good. On that running the golf course, I would probably, you know, you need a driver because you need to get off the tee. You need the putter. And do I take a 5-iron because you can choke down the iron, the longest iron? Do I take a hybrid that I can choke down, but then I can't chip? So I probably could even chip off the green with a 5-iron. And he's referring to what I said I'm going to do this year is grab three clubs, put tees and some balls in, you know, shorts, and I'm talking golf balls, and run 18. Get a workout in, be the first guy off at 6:30 in the morning, you know, 6:40, whatever the course is, 7 o'clock, are letting out the first tee time, and that will change as the season goes along, and run 18 holes, but play golf. So what do you do it in? I don't know. I have no clue. It intrigues me. It will motivate me. Like I said, I need motivation. That's why I love playing basketball. I need the competition. So, you know, and maybe you rotate with the clubs, but you run with a driver, the head cover, probably a 5-iron, because that could get you some length. So what do I hit my 5-iron? 185-ish, 190-ish. And you need the putter, right? And you could take a hybrid and putt with the hybrid. That also could come into play. That's interesting. Thanks for the commentary. I'll keep you guys posted on what I do there. Let's go to Jay in Boston listening on the Sports Hub. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
What's going on, bud? I was just trying to give a little light to the UFC tonight because I thought, even though I don't really respect Dana White, I thought that they did a great job. The fight card was phenomenal. John Jones, even though he didn't finish Anthony Smith in five rounds, he still did a great job. I thought that Cody Garbrandt got upset. Robbie Lawler faced adversity and lost to Ben Askren in a ridiculous decision. I just think that it's something that we just should bring light to for a second, because I think as a sports world, like the UFC, is something that's huge in it.
Well, thank you, Jay. I appreciate the call in Boston. And again, John Jones, looking at CBSSports.com, dominates to retain at UFC 235. Jones made it pretty easy in terms of the work of challenger Anthony Smith on Saturday night out in Las Vegas in the main event. And they got a cool MMA page at CBSSports.com. If you want to join us during our final segment, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Jimmy in Silver Spring, Maryland, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Hey, Jimmy.
I believe I'm a first-time caller, and what spurred me on the call is the moronic talk that I hear, and I wasted my best material on your guy because he said he was the one who made the moronic comments. But just listening to you talk about, for, I don't know what football universe you guys live in, but this guy was drafted number one. He was in the locker room every day. They saw this guy. This is a guy that you claim the Giants should take over Dwayne Haskins. I'm gonna get, and please don't cut me off. I'm going to get to Dwayne Haskins in a minute. But they see this guy every day. They're getting ready to pay all this dead money and move this guy out. You know what? His stock is worth doo-doo, as we say in the neighborhood. You don't draft the quarterback number one and jettison him in a year, and then the quarterback they're talking about replacing him with is a 5'10 guy who runs around. You understand? Give me a break on the Josh Rosen. It's an insult to Dwayne Haskins to think that he's as mentally tough as Dwayne Haskins is. Obviously, he's not. Okay? But let me tell you about Dwayne Haskins. I saw Dwayne Haskins play in ninth grade, and it was love at first sight. Dwayne Haskins is a once-in-a-lifetime talent. For you people out here, what separates Dwayne Haskins and watch him is his footwork in the pocket. He moves up in the pocket. He keeps his eyes downfield, and he's accurate. Okay? I saw the kid in ninth grade, and the minute I saw him, I knew he was special. Okay? So spare me the nonsense and the moronic behavior. Josh Rosen is yesterday's news. The Giants, if the Giants don't pick Josh, and I'm a Cowboys fan, I hope they do go get Josh Rosen and let Dwayne Haskins go. But Josh Rosen is damaged goods. You do not let a franchise, and you got someone going to the Patriots and this, that, and the other. You don't let a franchise guy walk out the door because they're too hard to find. And he was been there all year long, training camp, this, that, and the other. Something's wrong with the kid. Bye.
Thank you, Jimmy. Silver Springs, Maryland. Also, he handles a Josh Rosen fan club in the Beltway. So we'll keep you posted on that. Let's go back to Horowitz in New York City at CBS Sports Radio with his rebuttal here on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
I give Jimmy in Silver Springs a lot of credit for trying to call me out. But, I mean, give me a break. You saw Dwayne Haskins play in, what, ninth grade, and all of a sudden you know he's going to be a Pro Bowl NFL quarterback? My God. All right? I see my five-year-old cousin playing on the soccer field, and he's going to be the next Lionel Messi. That's number one. Number two, he's sitting here talking up Josh Rosen. How do you draft a kid, and then you're going to go grab another kid? Yeah, later on in the call, he's trying to tell us that Josh Rosen's damaged goods. So if you don't think he's got the mental capacity and the Giants should never trade for him, then what is your argument for keeping him in Arizona under a coach that has to inherit him? The coach that drafted him was kicked out the door after a year. The plan's been blown up. If Kingsbury loves Kyler Murray, then do that. Get rid of Rosen. Get some picks in return. I mean, it's not that hard. Just because you love Dwayne Haskins because you met him when he was younger, don't sit here and tell me that you know he's going to be this all-pro. Give me a break, Jimmy.
If they can get rid of the head coach in less than one calendar year on the job, jettison Josh Rosen is easy for Kyler Murray. And they went with Cliff Kingsbury because I think they want to change their offense and do something similar to the Chiefs. And by the way, that quarterback by the name of Pat Mahomes played for Cliff Kingsbury in Lubbock at Texas Tech. Kyler Murray recruited out of high school by Kingsbury when Kyler was going to school at the high school level in the Metroplex in Dallas. There you go.
You're right. And the last point I'll make is he thinks that Murray's just some 5'10 guy who runs around. One, you don't win the Heisman like that. Number two, go pull up what they both did last year between Murray and Haskins. Nearly identical stats. Haskins threw for about 500 more yards, but he threw the ball about 160 more times. Don't tell me that Kyler Murray can't throw the rock.
Thank you, Horowitz. And one thing I said to start this show with my original huge opinion on Kyler Murray, he's not a guy that just takes off and runs as much as a Lamar Jackson would. His speed and ability, being a baseball player like Mahomes, you know, and his father and the family tree there, Kyler Murray's ability to use his speed to get away from the pass rusher. Remember, that offense started clicking against Alabama. And his ability to keep plays alive because of his legs and his speed will come in handy. Because you keep talking about 5'10". The naysayers do. Well, if the dude's running a 4.35 40 or 4.4, he can get away from a lot of speed rushers in the NFL. I don't get how people are defending Josh Rosen and saying that Kingsbury should stay with him. I guess we'll wait for draft day, if not before. Because my guess is this deal would come on draft day. I don't know if there are multiple bidders. I don't know if the Patriots and the Giants are even interested in Rosen. I'm just telling you that I believe Cliff Kingsbury, say that fast five times, will take Kyler Murray number one. I gave you the CBSSports.com mock drafts for what they're worth. Those were before he measured over 5'10", before the hand size measurements. They have him third, and one. They have Gruden, the guru, QB whisperer, trading up. Yeah, are mock drafts right all the time? No. But man, he is the story. The Arizona Cardinals are a dead franchise. Once Larry Fitzgerald is gone, who motivates a great sports area like Phoenix? Who? Kyler Murray will. I guarantee it. 24/7, you can drop your huge opinions at Saturday Huge on Twitter. I do want to thank everybody for another wonderful night of conversation. Thank you, Horowitz. Thank you, Moriello. Stick around. Zach Gelb is next, all across North America on CBS Sports Radio.